Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie and Benny and Valerie Burrell. Benny just stepped away from me. He's still here, though. Praise God. We are excited to be with you this week. I'm telling you, it has been a phenomenal time. Phenomenal time to be a part of God's kingdom. I tell you, when you just align yourself with God's plan for your life, things happen. Things happen. Wow. I bless God. I just say I bless God. I'm going to just say I bless God. Our topic this week is keys to living a kingdom life. And I appreciate Apostle Ambassador Rodney Beeney, who has been a mentor to my husband and I for several years. Well, as many as we've been married, but prior to us being married, speaking into my life and giving me insight into really understanding purpose and understanding God's kingdom. And today, as I shared in the promo, there's been a resounding word in my ear all day, live the kingdom way, live the kingdom way. And I'm like, God, I am. I'm like, Holy Spirit, what are you saying? What is it I need to do? What needs to be changed? And it led me back to this teaching from 2017, and these notes about living the kingdom way. And today he said, share it with those who have an ear to hear what this is. Because so many of us are living and we're toiling and we're blaming the enemy. And Holy Spirit said tonight, share with them the keys to living the kingdom life. And again, I share with you that this is not anything that I wrote up. This is a teaching that Ambassador Apostle Rodney Vinnie did several years ago. But I wanted to hold on to my notes because these nuggets that he's released over these years have been a blessing to me. So, Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus for this teaching time. Holy Governor, we acknowledge you as the chief teacher. We will submit to your will and your way. Speak to me and through me that this word would come forth with clarity and power. God, for those who are on the phone lines, for those who are on the internet, God, give them, yes, Lord, oh, God, Yes. They are hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Let them hear what they need tonight. Let it take hold in their spirit. And from this day forward, allow them, with the changing of a mindset, allow them through the shifting of their paradigm, allow them to receive this truth and to begin to live the kingdom life. Father, we thank you and count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. For our callers who are on the line, you know you can press 1 and I can bring you live. For those who are on the web, if you'd like to be a part of the conversation, we invite you to dial in at 323-927-3014. Again, 323-927-3014. We're going to start off from the scripture in Matthew 11:28-29, which reads this way. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. That's Matthew 11:18-19, King James Version. One thing we have to understand, my brothers and sisters, any form of struggle is not a sign of kingdom life. It's not. On the contrary, it's a sign that we are not doing things God's way. That we are not doing things God's way.
Proverbs 13:15 says, a person with good sense is respected. A treacherous person is headed for destruction. I'm not trying to say that anybody is out there that operating like they don't have good sense. I'm not saying that you might be headed for destruction. What I am saying is that we have a tendency. We have been indoctrinated with the idea that whenever struggle comes, it's the enemy. But it really is an opportunity for us to redefine our path, for us to redefine our understanding of what our purpose, to realign ourselves with God's intent for our lives. Okay, yeah, I hear you, because somebody's saying, okay, right off the gate, Apostle Valerie, you got me twisted, because nobody has ever talked to me about having purpose. Nobody has ever expressed to me that God had an original intent for me being here on earth. Nobody ever said to me that I would be given strategies and I would be given plans to implement on behalf of the Father, that I would be able to move in things that God has called me to. Nobody ever gave me that insight. So out the gate, you already messing me up, because you're telling me there's more to me than what I know. There's more to me than what somebody has. There's more. Because I'm telling you from my experience that for many years, all I did was blame the devil. Oh, the devil is busy. Oh, the devil did this. Oh, the devil did this. When in fact, it was God saying to me, Valerie, why do you keep going down this path? And you know I spoke to you. You know you heard what I said. You know the things that I'm beginning to show you about who you are and what it is that I want from you. But you want to still do things your way. And that's why Proverbs 13:15 speaks to me. Speaks to me when I look back at my life. A person with good sense is respected. But a treacherous person is one headed for destruction. I was headed for destruction because I did not want to take heed to what was being spoken to me. I was being given opportunity. I was being given insight about how to live a kingdom life many years before I began to experience it. But I was hard-headed. I was not operating with good sense. I was doing stuff like going with the crowd. I was doing stuff like saying what they say because it sounded right. It had nothing to do with what the Holy Spirit was saying. These were some man-made stuff. Like, oh, my God. Yeah, I know. Let me keep moving because I get caught right there. We'll look at the words. John 16. Come on. Let's look at this. Because I want to help us out. This is not me. This is what the word says. The word is what we should be living by and what we should be mirroring in order to live the kingdom life. 16:33 says this. Ta-da. My system is working slow just because it can. I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Then I'm going to go back to John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. See, we have been relying on things that man have said, not acknowledging the Holy Governor as our teacher, not recognizing the Holy Spirit for being the chief executive of all affairs of the kingdom of God in the earth. I think it was in our training last weekend. My weekend sort of run together. I'm going to do better. Apostle Vini was talking about that a little bit today in his teaching about how sometimes we have to just sit down and rest. We'd be so busy that we're not able to give people our best because we're spent. And I'm going to work on that to be intentional about the assignment, to be intentional about those lives that I pour into, because I want to live the kingdom life the way God intends. And so when we understand even in this about engaging the Holy Spirit as our royal governor and chief executive of all affairs in the kingdom, the Father sat down. The Father has sat down and rested. Again, we're going to go to the Word. In Hebrews 4, 1 through 10. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is from the English Standard Version. I'm all going to change here. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them, because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we who have believed enter that rest as he has said, as I swore in my wrath, that they shall not enter my wrath. Although his works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he has somewhere spoken on the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh, all his works. Y'all hear that? And he rested on the seventh day of all his works. He rested. How many times when we are attempting to live the kingdom life, we calling on God. God is resting. The Father had sat down and rest. He has never gotten back up. We spend hours in what we call prayer trying to get the Father to get up. But if you're asking him to do anything other than what he has already done, specifically pertaining to any issue of your life, my brothers and sisters, we're operating in unbelief. Ow. What? Yeah, that hit somebody. What? Okay, see, now you, Apostle, you're messing me up again, because all I know is to call on God. All I know is to call on Jesus. And you mean to tell me that there's some insight that I need to be getting from the Holy Governor who's over all the affairs of the earth? Yes, my brother and sister, yes. There's conversation that you need to have with the Holy Spirit. Romans 8, 26 through 29, English Standard Version reads this way. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also preconformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be firstborn among many brothers. Y'all, there is a way to live the kingdom life. And one strict component of that is engaging with the Holy Spirit, because he is the royal governor and the chief executive of all the affairs of the kingdom of God in the earth. I know. Some of y'all going, whoa, wait a minute. This is messing me up. Good, I'm glad. I'm glad that this is making you think. I'm glad that this is making you reassess what you've been doing and calling it kingdom life, and how you've been blaming the enemy for things that have been taking place in your life, it really had nothing to do with the enemy, but it was about God's attempt, the Holy Spirit's attempt to get you in alignment with what it is he would have you do. Babe, you want to share something?
I know that this seems to be a pretty deep topic, but when we go and look at Genesis 1 and 2, King James Version reads as this: "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Oh, God.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water." Some say hovered over it. That right there, the Spirit of God, that was the original intent, was there.
Amen.
And then when we look at Matthew 3:13 through 17, where it talks about Jesus being baptized, and when God seen that, when he was baptized, it says the Spirit of God descended like a dove.
Like a dove, not a dove.
Like a dove, not a dove, like a dove. And alighting on him, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Because he followed the instruction of the Spirit of God. And then we get to the promise that Jesus made, saying that he would ask the Father, he would have to leave, but he would ask the Father to send an advocate.
And he did.
The Spirit of God.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when the Holy Governor
yeah.
really started to govern
Amen.
Our lives.
Amen. If we were willing.
If we're willing.
If we're willing.
And we have to follow his instructions.
We have to. We have to. Often we try to pick and choose what we're going to do. Listen, how? Then when we do those things, it speaks to why we're still struggling and why things aren't coming together. We still struggle. Bless God. Thankful. I've got some of my scholars on this line. Amen. And again, for those who are listening on the web, if you have a question or a comment, dial in 323-927-3014 for those who are on the line. I know you got something to share. Press 1 and I'll bring you in. I'd love for you to dialogue with me, because what I'm sharing tonight for those who are on the line right now, you all have also gone through transition where embracing kingdom and embracing the keys to living a kingdom life did not always come easy, because we were indoctrinated in religion so great that this was a paradigm shift, that our understanding about what we did, how we did, even who we engage in our conversation, not what we used to call prayer, because prayer is conversation where sometimes we have to be quiet, but who we engage when we pray. We say, "Lord, we need you to come down." He ain't coming down. He's not coming down off the throne. Jesus is at the right hand. That's why he said, "We are his hands and his feet. We are his mouthpiece." He placed us here with purpose to fulfill, to do greater work. And then he gave us the Holy Spirit, the royal governor, to give us the insight and the instructions that we need in order to go forth and live the kingdom life. I hope you all are catching this, because I'm just getting excited all over again when I think about how much, babe, how much our lives, and I was sharing this with your sister earlier today, how much our lives have been impacted in these 4 years that we've been husband and wife, that by obeying the Spirit of God, even when we didn't always understand, but by obeying the Spirit of God in the path that he has us for, our life has changed for us so dramatically. Wouldn't you agree? Do you want to speak to that? Amen.
Oh, yes. You know, and here's just that one thing. Just as we think about Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Holy Spirit resides in us.
Yes.
So we have the Father, we have the Son, and because the Holy Spirit resides in us, and we are to be acting that way.
The part of the I am is within us.
So we have the Father, the Son, and us being guided by the Holy Spirit. We are one.
Mm.
We are one.
Mm.
Because the Holy Spirit resides in us,
we're one with the Father.
We have the authority when we focus, listen, and do what the Spirit of God tells us to do. Then we fulfill the Trinity, the triumph.
Yeah.
That's where it comes.
Yeah,
that's where it comes.
Oh, absolutely.
And so being able to hear and being able to follow the instructions, and, you know, sometimes that's another topic, talking about seasons and things like that. But what we're talking about is just following the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it talks about, Jesus says, I'm going to go, but I'm going to send you, ask the Father to send you someone that's going to be with you.
Always.
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 Always. Amen. Amen. Bless God. Let me tell you another way that you are, another key to living a kingdom life. We got to eliminate stress. Eliminate stress. Yeah, yes or not. Yep. I have to. Isaiah 40:29-31 in the New International Version reads this way. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. We have to eliminate all negative forms of stress in our lives. And there's always going to be grace that's sufficient for anything we're appointed to go through and grow through. But when we take on something outside of what God has appointed for our lives, there will be an absence of grace and stress will appear. God gives grace to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases their strength. But God is not obligated. Y'all hear me. He's not obligated to strengthen us outside of what we've been appointed to do. Come in agreement with our alignment or our being outside of alignment. People will agree with us as long as we're doing what they want us to do. And in doing that, it brings stress in our lives. But when we come into agreement and alignment with the intent of God and are not those who operate in their own will, God will strengthen us. He will strengthen us. He will give grace to us, and he will aid us in living a kingdom life. Yeah, okay, yeah. So the first thing, I hear you. He'd be like, man, Apostle Val, Apostle Benny, you to me tonight. You got me thinking about where I am, about what I've been doing, even about the conversations that I've been having to make me understand that I may have to be taught all over again. And if that's you, hey, guess what? You're not by yourself. Because I had to be transformed by the renewing of my mind as well. Babe, what about you? Because what we got growing up in church, what we got even in our adult life, what we got from ministry was not kingdom truth. It was church truth. It was religious truth. It was denominational truth. But it was not kingdom truth, the kind of truth that empowers you to live a life that's stress-free. As Apostle Cynthia
Johnson put. She was the first one that introduced that term to me, sweatless. I think we were in a prophetic gathering when the prophetic, God's prophetic voices were together again many years ago, and she came and she ministered to us. Even then, about sweatless, living a sweatless life. And that's what kingdom living brings to us, a life that's sweatless. Does it mean that you're not going to have any trouble? No. No. That's not what it means. We're going to have some challenges. We are. That's going to happen. But I'll go back to the words. Woo. I'm going through some words today. 29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. When you're feeling some kind of way, you can find rest for your souls. We always go to the word. What's Matthew 6:33? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When you can get to a place where you're seeking the kingdom of God and understanding that you are the righteousness of God, when you begin to do those things and live the way that God has intended and instructed to you by the Holy Spirit, things start falling in place. I'm telling y'all, I'm telling you what I know. I've read this lesson. This has been from 2017, but it got a new birth today. It got some new legs today. It empowered me to even share this in conversations that I was having as I was coming down the road, as we were coming back home, that it's time now for us to start laying aside the excuses about why things are not a certain way in our lives. It's time for us to take ownership. Y'all hear me? Take ownership of our own choices. It's time for us to take ownership of our decisions and how they are impacting our ability to live life the kingdom way. Ah, thank you, Lord. Babe, you want to close us out? Amen. We got a couple minutes left. If you have a question or a comment really quick, press 1. We'll bring you in. We do have a couple minutes left. Amen. Babe, you have anything? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, this teaching I'm grateful to Apostle Ambassador Rodney Beeney. Again, this was a teaching that he shared with us back in 2017. He is a phenomenal kingdom teacher and leader. You can find his books on Amazon.com. I think we got everyone has been released, and if we don't have it, it's on the way. But the Wise Master Builders Mastery Course, Kingdom System Training, the Joseph Initiative is another one that we just finished, the Train the Trainer, the one on leadership, babe. I don't know where that is. He just had a new release about the Fatherhood Initiative. He's a phenomenal kingdom teacher. So look him up on Amazon.com. You'll find his books. We encourage you to sow into this kingdom leader's life. He will certainly empower you. And we invite you to go while you're on Amazon searching him. We have several books, My Reality Revealed, I Am His Daughter, The Seeds I've Sown, and most recently, Hear Me Roar, Kingdom Women Releasing Their Sound. Valerie Burrell, find them there. We thank you. We thank you for joining us this evening. We pray that this message has been empowering for you, and it's giving you keys to living a kingdom life. If you have questions, you'd like to be a guest on our show, please find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, our ministry, The Empowerment Place, LLC, or email us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. We thank you. Know that we love you. God loves you. Be empowered. Until next week. Good night.